Folks, if you've ever felt that more money meant more control over your life, today's episode of the Wealth Whisperer podcast will shake up your world. We're diving into the deep end of money and power, and trust me, the waters are more complex than you think. I'm your host, Derek, and get this. The more you chase total control through wealth, the more power might slip through your fingers. How? Well, let's break it down. Key takeaways. The dangerous illusion. Money whispers sweet nothings about control. More of it means more say over your life, right? Well, that can be true to a point, but it also sets up a dangerous illusion. Letting go for real. We'll explore how the fight to control every aspect of your life with money can backfire. Finding peace and real power sometimes means letting go. Money and happiness. The truth, look, money does matter. We need security. But at what point does more money stop guaranteeing more happiness? We're going to get honest about that. It's beyond the bottom line, true contentment and fulfillment. Is that only possible for the super wealthy? We will dig into what might be more important than any dollar amount could ever be. This episode is about more than just getting your finances in order. It's about finding your unique balance between security and a life well lived, a life money can't fully dictate. The power of wealth. You must recognize the influence and opportunities that come with having wealth. Wealth inequality is a prevalent issue in society, with a small percentage of individuals holding a disproportionately large amount of wealth. This inequality divides the wealthy and the rest of society, affecting various aspects of life, including materialism and fulfillment. Materialism, often associated with wealth, is the belief that possessions and material goods bring happiness and fulfillment. People with wealth have the means to acquire expensive items, leading to a culture that prioritizes material possessions. However, research suggests that materialism sometimes leads to long-term satisfaction or fulfillment. While wealth may provide temporary pleasure through acquiring goods, true fulfillment comes from meaningful relationships, personal growth, and a sense of purpose. The influence of wealth extends beyond materialism and fulfillment. It grants individuals access to exclusive networks, opportunities, and resources that can further increase their wealth and power. This perpetuates the cycle of wealth inequality, as those with wealth have a more significant advantage in accumulating even more wealth. However, it's crucial to recognize the limitations of wealth and the illusion of control it creates. Despite the opportunities and influence of wealth, no one has complete control over their circumstances or the future. Wealth can provide security but can't guarantee happiness or protect against unexpected events. In the subsequent section about the illusion of control, it's essential to understand how wealth can create a false perception of control over one's life, leading to potential pitfalls and challenges. The illusion of control. You might believe that wealth gives you complete control over your life, but it's just an illusion. The psychology behind control reveals that humans have an innate desire to feel in control of their lives, and money offers a means to achieve that. However, the truth is that no amount of wealth can guarantee absolute control over every aspect of your life. While having money can provide a sense of security and freedom, it can't shield you from the uncertainties and unpredictability of life. Many factors such as health issues, natural disasters, or unforeseen circumstances are beyond our control, regardless of our financial status. Letting go of control can be challenging, but it's essential for our mental well-being. Accepting that we can't control everything allows us to focus on what we can control and find peace amid chaos. Money versus happiness, finding the balance. Although wealth doesn't guarantee control over our lives, it does play a role in our overall happiness. Studies have shown that money can contribute to happiness up to a certain point where basic needs and financial security are met. Beyond that point, the correlation between money and happiness becomes less significant. It's essential to balance pursuing financial success and prioritizing other aspects of life that bring joy and fulfillment. Money versus happiness, finding the balance. Finding the balance between money and happiness requires prioritizing what truly brings fulfillment. In today's consumer-driven society, equating material possessions with happiness can be easy. However, true contentment goes beyond the accumulation of wealth. It's about understanding the role of material possessions in our lives and recognizing that they aren't the sole source of happiness. To find contentment, it's essential to consider the following. Define your values. Reflect on what truly matters to you. Is it spending time with loved ones, pursuing a passion, or positively impacting the world? By understanding your values, you can better prioritize your spending and align it with what brings you genuine happiness. Practice gratitude. Cultivating gratitude for what you have can help shift your focus from material possessions to the present moment. Appreciating the small joys in life can bring a sense of fulfillment that money alone can't provide. Invest in experiences. Instead of solely focusing on acquiring more things, invest in experiences that create lasting memories. Traveling, trying new activities, and spending quality time with loved ones can bring a more profound sense of happiness and fulfillment. Simplify your life. Like, take a step back and evaluate whether the things you own genuinely bring value to your life. Simplifying your belongings can reduce stress and create space for what truly matters. Give back. Research has shown that acts of kindness and giving can increase happiness levels. By sharing your resources with others in need, you make a positive impact and experience a sense of fulfillment. Finding contentment is a personal journey that goes beyond the accumulation of wealth. By prioritizing what truly brings fulfillment and recognizing the role of material possessions, you can find a balance between money and happiness that leads to a more meaningful and satisfying life. Breaking free from financial stress. Assessing your spending habits and making necessary adjustments to break free from financial worry is essential to overcoming financial stress. Achieving financial freedom isn't just about having a certain amount of money, but also about having peace of mind regarding your finances. It requires a shift in mindset and a willingness to change your financial habits. Examining your money mindset is one of the first steps toward breaking free from financial stress. This refers to the beliefs and attitudes you have about money. Are you constantly worried about not having enough? D. Oh, you feel guilty when you spend money on yourself. These negative money mindsets can contribute to financial stress. You can develop a healthier relationship with money by identifying and challenging these beliefs. Next, it's essential to assess your spending habits. Take a close look at where your money is going and evaluate whether your spending aligns with your financial goals. Are you spending more than you earn? Are there areas where you can cut back, making necessary adjustments such as creating a budget and tracking your expenses can help you regain control of your finances. In addition, it's crucial to build an emergency fund. A financial cushion can provide security and relieve stress when unexpected expenses arise. Start by saving a small amount each month and gradually increase it over time. Breaking free from financial stress requires commitment and discipline. It may require making sacrifices and reevaluating your priorities. But by achieving financial freedom and overcoming negative money mindsets, you can create a more stable and less stressful financial future for yourself, empowering yourself beyond money. Indeed, by redefining your priorities and exploring alternative forms of fulfillment, you can empower yourself beyond the limitations of money. Financial independence is often seen as the ultimate goal, but it's essential to recognize that true empowerment goes beyond mere monetary wealth. Here are a few ways you can empower yourself beyond money. Invest in personal growth. Instead of solely focusing on financial gain, invest in your personal growth and development. Take up new hobbies, learn new skills, and expand your knowledge. This will enrich your life and open up new opportunities for personal fulfillment. Cultivate meaningful relationships. Money can buy material possessions, but it can't buy genuine connections and relationships. Invest time and effort in building and nurturing meaningful relationships with family, friends, and your community. These connections provide emotional support, companionship, and a sense of belonging that money can't replicate. Focus on health and well-being. Take care of your physical and mental health. Prioritize self-care activities such as exercise, healthy eating, and stress management. By prioritizing your health, you can enjoy a higher quality of life and reduce the need for costly medical interventions. Pursue your passions. Discover and pursue your passions and interests. Engaging in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment can provide a sense of purpose and satisfaction that money alone can't offer. Contribute to the greater good. Find ways to make a positive impact in the world. Volunteer your time, donate to causes you care about, or engage in community service. Contributing to the more significant good benefits others and gives you a sense of purpose and fulfillment. So folks, as you build your wealth and seek a sense of control in your life, remember the delicate balance we've discussed. Money has power, but can also paint a deceptive picture of what matters most. The true key: finding that sweet spot between feeling financially secure and remembering your emotional well-being is paramount. It's about breaking free from the relentless worries over money and choosing to build a life rich with experiences and fulfillment that no bank statement can measure. Thank you so much for listening to the Wealth Whisperer podcast. If these ideas resonate with you, subscribe for exclusive content to help you along your journey. And share this episode with a friend who might be chasing those dollar signs a little too hard. And don't forget to drop us a comment. Let's keep the conversation going.